Blog Talk Radio.
A lot of us in this house tonight, we're on the potter's wheel right now. And it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just touch somebody, look them in the face, and tell them, I'm in his hands. Listen.
He sees.
He sees the tears you cry.
And he shares.
He shares your pain inside.
And sometimes
you wonder why he
allows
you to go through what you go through.
What you go through.
But listen.
Just know
he has his hand on you.
That's a good place to slip up those hands and give him some praise. Oh, I can't get no help with him. That's a good place to bless him. Listen, listen to the words.
See your days.
Your days are filled with dark clouds.
Even when the sun is up, yes it is. And from the top of your
lungs,
you shout.
Oh,
can I tell you one thing? Remember, just know
he has his hand.
He has
his hand.
Yes, he does.
He said,
he said he'll see you through. For he will provide, yes he will, yes he will. Just know
he
has his hands on. Sometimes you feel so alone, like a child lost and no home. They keep telling.
Understanding of this Holy Spirit, because he surely woke us up early this morning and started us on our way.
Yeah,
I love how the brother he was when you know God have his hands on you, you know, it says something to you. You know what he's been helping you, man. What he talking about, that's what he's talking about. He's been helping you, man. It wasn't the kind words you just said. It was because God's presence was in the midst. Oh, I know right about it, brother. When you can get God to be a power attorney for you, you know.
Yeah.
You can get God to come in and search people's heart and look at you a little different. But you know what? What I learned about Brother Man, you know what I learned? that when even when you try to do good, evil is always in the present, man. It's always there. Always trying to tear you down, pick you up, tear you down. So I learned prayer is the key, man. To stay locked up, man. To stay with the master, man. I love him because you know what? He didn't have to do it, man. You know what I'm talking about? You know, I still believe in that the Mohim, man. You know, Father, I stretch my hand to thee.
Hands unto thee. Yes, Lord.
I still believe in the Mohim, man. I really do, man. You know, because sometimes you just want to do like the old book. I was reading one time, Brother Randy, in the book of Ezra, and he was giving the people the order to put all the stuff back in the temple as they got through rebuilding. As he was giving them the where to put the vessels, how to put the chairs, how you want to put the showbread, and you know what the church did. All of them fell on their face and said, "Amen."
Amen.
With the worship, you know, and because they know that God was in the midst and He prepared them to take that journey, man. Don't you know it will be so humble? You taught us the other day humility. You know, you taught us how to be humble, Brother Randy. It's in the Word.
Yes.
He wants us to be humble. Man. We don't have to go out there and fight nobody. We don't have to fight nobody. You've been vindicated, man. You don't have to fight people, man. God says, repent, man, no evil. But you know what? What they do, they take your good and make it speak of evil, man. So what we do in life, we just try to keep it in God's hand, man. Never let go.
Yeah.
Marvin said, I never would have made it. I ain't going to tell you no lies. It ain't how many push-ups you do. How many drinks you drink to try to stay healthy? Man, it's God, man. It's God all over it, man. You know what I'm talking about, brother?
Man, I'm here with you, my brother. I'm here right with you. My. You know, sometimes, Brother Eric, like you said, people try to turn the good into evil doing and make you turn from doing good and doing evil and stuff
there
like that.
Yeah.
But we got to continue to be children of God, man.
There you go.
My. That's what I'm going to talk about a little bit today is children of God, being a child of God.
Mm-hmm.
My. Being a child of God.
Come on,
man. But I was reading over in Mark.
Good book.
10.
Mm-hmm.
Mark 10. Hold on, let me get back over there right fast. Mark 10 and 13.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was reading. It was saying how the little kids was trying. Was approaching Jesus.
Jesus won't stop.
You know, and the disciples wanted to stop him, Brother Ed. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Help me, Holy Ghost. Disciples wanted to stop him, my brother.
And
the little kids was trying to get to Jesus. And the disciples was trying to stop him, my brother. Listen to what it read like before I get going. It says, people were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them.
Lord,
but the disciples rebuked them. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Listen to what it read like, Brother Eric. When Jesus saw this, he was in judgment. He said to them, Let the little children come to me. Holy Ghost. Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them. The kingdom of God belongs to such as these.
My.
Anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. We're going to talk a little bit about the children of God today, Brother Ed.
Children of God.
The children of God today.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just come before you as humble servants this morning, Lord. Just thank you again for another day. Another day of your blessing, your favor, your grace, and your mercy, Lord. So I ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you touch us in the mighty way this morning, Lord. That you remove anything that's not of your liking, Lord. That you have your way on this line right now, on God's plan right now. We give it all to you right now, Lord. And ask that you just use us in the mighty way. Help us speak the word of God boldly. Help it flow off our tongue like the rivers of living water. Help it not fall on deaf ears, Lord. Give us an increase, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. Have your way right now. Because we know if your name be lifted up, you would draw all men into thee.
Yes, sir.
So I'm praying that the meditation of my mind, the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight. I'm praying that you use me, Brother Eric, everyone on this line, Lord, in a mighty way right now, Lord. Oh, just send your spirit over us right now. Have your way. We come in surrenderance right now, Lord. Use us for whatever it is you need to use us for, Lord.
Have your way.
We thank you, Lord. Yeah, 1,000 times we couldn't thank you enough for bringing us all together on one occasion, on one accord. Thank you.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God.
Thank God.
Brother Ed, we want to talk about the children of God today.
Yes, children of God.
The children of God today.
Mm-hmm.
We all are. For us to, we gotta be some in some relationship with God, Brother Eric, for us to want to worship him and serve him every day like we do, my brother.
Come on. For us to want to
serve him and worship him the way we do. We all got to be in some kind of relationship with God. But I'm going to start from the beginning. Go over to John chapter 1, verse 1.
Come on, man. Uh-oh. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was.
Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes. I want to start from the beginning. So we just get it clearly, my brother.
Come on, get it clearly, my brother.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us praise his holy name. Listen to what it read like. It says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. It says he was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made.
It says
in him was life. And the life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John, Brother Eric. Listen to it. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light.
That's it.
So that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light, my brother. He came only as a witness to the light.
That's it.
The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. Listen to what it reads like, my brother. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him.
Didn't receive
him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave them the right to become children of God. Oh, my. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
All right.
Listen to what it read like. Catch it right here, Brother Ed.
Yes. Gotcha.
To all who did receive him, Oh, help me, Holy Ghost, because everybody didn't receive them, my brother. Everybody didn't believe in them. Yet all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave them the right to become children of God. Oh,
that's
help me, Holy Ghost. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband will, but born of God, Brother Ed. Oh, my. Did you ain't catch that. They wasn't born of a husband or a wife or a natural birth. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. They was born of God. Children of God.
Children of God.
So I raised the question, brother. You know, just because, you know, your daddy name could have been Eric Bryan, or your mama's name was Kirk. You couldn't have been a child of God, huh?
Come on now.
No, it says children not born of natural descent.
Come on, man.
Nor of human decision. but born of God.
Uh-oh.
My.
Are you awesome?
My goodness.
You're awesome now, bro.
Brother, okay. Now I'm going to raise another question, Brother Ed. How do we recognize, now just help me with this, my brother. Help me, Holy Ghost. How do we recognize children of God, Brother Ed? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. How do we recognize the children of God?
There's some service. It's one thing I find, to have the characteristic of Christ, you need to have the fruit of the Spirit.
Oh, my brother. Oh,
you need to have the fruit of the Spirit. You know what the fruit of the Spirit is over there? In 5 and 22.
Come on, brother.
That's Galatians 5 and 22.
Yes.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love.
Love.
Joy.
Joy. Come on, brother.
Peace. Long suffering. Gentleness.
My.
Goodness. Faith. Meekness. Temperance. Against such, there is no law. These things should represent you. If you have these things in you, that shows me. Trust me, I can't judge nobody. The only God got this. That I say that if you have these things in you, you have the characteristic of Christ in you.
Lord.
Because God is love.
And
I start thinking about that love. That love turns into a light. When people know you love them, or you express love and joy and peace, and you don't take the energy out of the room when you come in, oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
When you come in, oh, Lord. What are you going to do now? You know? When you come in, I'm glad Mama came. I'm glad Daddy came. I'm glad Uncle came. You know, that peace, man. And they don't mess around and somebody start talking about the Lord.
Oh yes. You grab that conversation straight out there, don't you?
Yes, sir. I don't want
it to be no question who I'm serving.
Yes,
when people look at me, help me, Holy Ghost.
Yes,
when people look at me and talk to me, they automatically know who I'm serving, who I'm rolling with, Brother Eric, who my father is. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. They already know it when they talk to me, by the way I talk, by the way I walk, by the way I act, by the way I have a conversation with, by the way I act when I hear the word of God, my brother. Oh, help me. I don't want it to be a secret who I'm rolling with, my brother.
There you go.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
But brother,
listen to what, put your finger.
Before you do that, before you put your finger, let me give you this. Before you take off running, don't you know to get up 5 days a week like we do. It's,
yeah.
It's got to be God in it. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Because look,
oh,
man,
yeah.
We get up. We've been getting up. We've been doing it for 3 months straight, man. 5 days a week. Don't you know it's God in it?
My.
You hear me?
My.
He can't help but bless the show, man. He can't
yes,
help but bless
Lord.
The situation. Because you put time in.
Yes.
You put time in, my brother. And even my sisters on this phone. You're going to be blessed. Because I believe what he said. If I be lifted up on earth, I would draw all men unto me.
All
men
unto me. Yes, Lord.
He drawing them, man.
Yes.
His word is drawing them.
Yes.
Now, I'm
yes.
out your way, bro. I'm out your way, bro.
So I raised the question, Brother Eric. How do we recognize the children of God? How do we recognize the children of God? Put your thing, go to 1 John.
Mm-hmm.
1 John 3:1 right here, Brother Ed. 1 John 3:1.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. 1 John 3:1. Listen what it read like, brother. It says, see what great love the Father has lavished on us. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You said something
about
love.
Brother Renner, hold up. I hear the pages turning. They ain't got there yet, man.
Oh, I'm gonna wait on him.
Yeah. Don't leave him out there by himself, man.
Nah, I'm gonna wait on him. You there, mama? You there?
I'm there.
Yes, Lord.
Okay.
Praise God.
I know
I
heard
praise the Lord. Praise him.
Yes. Listen what it reads like. I'm in a New International Version of the Bible. It says, so what great love the Father hath lavished on us that we shall be called children of God. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Listen to what it reads like, my brother. So what great love the Father hath lavished on us that we shall be called children of God. And
yes,
that
yep.
is what we are. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And that is what we are, Brother Ed. And that is
yes,
what
sir.
We are, Mama. And that is what
mm-hmm.
we are. Listen to what it reads like. Listen to what it reads like. The reason
yep.
the world does not know us is that it did not know him.
Uh-oh.
Listen to what it reads like. Dear friends, now we are children of God. And what
okay.
we will be has not yet been made known. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Listen to what it says. But we know that we, when Christ appears, we shall be like him.
It's
for we shall see him as he is. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. All who have this hope in him purifies themselves, just as he is pure. Brother Eric, all who have this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. Listen to what it reads like. How can we recognize it, Brother Ed? Everyone who sins breaks the law.
Come on, man.
In fact, sin is lawlessness.
Mm-hmm.
It says, but you know that he appeared so that he might take away our sins, right, Brother Ed? Help me with this. It says, and in him is no sin. Okay.
No.
It
sin.
Says, no one who lives
right.
in him keeps on sinning, my brother.
Oh, man.
No
well,
one who lives in him keeps on sinning. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. No one
man.
Who lives in him keeps on sinning.
Yeah.
Oh, my. No one who continues to sin has either seen him or know him.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Help me, Holy Spirit. Their children, listen to what he says. Their children, do not let anyone lead you astray. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The one who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. It says the one who does what is sinful is of the devil. Oh, he didn't sugarcoat it, Brother Eric. He didn't sugarcoat it. He said the one who does what is sinful is of the devil because the devil has been sinning from the beginning.
From the beginning.
Oh, Oh, listen to what it reads like, Brother Eric. I'm feeling something right here. It says the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. Oh, my goodness. No one who is born of God will continue to sin, my brother, because God's seed remains in them. They cannot go on sinning because they have been born of God. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. They have been born of God. This is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. My brother, listen to what it reads like. I can't lie about this, brother Ed. This is how we recognize it, mama. This is how we recognize who the children of God is and who the children of the devil is. Oh,
yes,
help
sir.
Me, Holy Spirit. Anyone who does not do what is right is not God. It's not God's children. Nor is anyone who does not love their brother or sister.
Love,
brother Ed. Love. How do we recognize it? I'm going to say it one more time. This is how we, it's in the book, Brother Ed. This ain't me. This in the book right here, man. This is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are, brother. Anyone who does not do what is right is not God's child, nor is anyone who does not love their brother or sister.
Amen.
Hey, brother, did you read that in the book? What verse is
that? That's in the book, brother. That's in the book. 1 John chapter 3.
Okay.
That's verse 10. My. 1 John chapter 3, verse 10, my brother.
I just want to make sure you read that the book.
It's a meat and that, brother. It's a meat and that. Oh,
you know why I said that? You know why I want you to pause for a minute, right? You know why I want you to pause? Because the King James reads it like this.
Come on, brother.
All right, come on now.
I just want you to pause for just a minute so I can get this
come
in.
Come on, brother.
He said, in this, the children of God are manifested, and the children of the devil, look what it said, whoso doeth not the righteousness is not of God. Neither he that loves not his brother. Man, did you know the love is a powerful thing, man? It's a powerful thing. It's so powerful. I ain't read it in a while, but one of them scriptures said love hides a multitude
of faults.
Oh, seen. Yeah.
It's 1 John 3:10, Brother Mike. Let me give you this here, Brother Randy. When you know a child of God is going to express love, man. Jesus came in with love.
And he showed love.
He wants us to show the same thing to one another. Love. I don't know about you. I read that scripture. He said, you're going to know the devil because the devil ain't going to hear.
Oh, yeah.
He'll do it for a minute.
He ain't
going to
show no
devil.
Love. Yeah.
Oh, no. He's not going to show no love. He'll do it for a minute. Now, he'll do it for a minute just to get you a trick. He'll trick you. God love is genuine, man. His love is genuine, though. I know I'm right about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stuck right there, though, brother. You said the King James said it a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm stuck right there.
Yeah.
This is how we know who the children of God is. I asked that question,
yes,
brother.
This is
how we know who the children of God is. My. And then he gave us an example down here and left. Listen what it reads like. For this is the message you heard from the beginning. We shall love one another. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Listen what it says. Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen to what it reads like. And why did he murder him, brother? Because his own actions were evil and his brothers were righteous.
Right.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord. Oh, listen to what it reads like. I'm going to give y'all this for free, mama. Do not be surprised, my brothers and sisters, if the world hates you. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love each other. Anyone who does not love remains in death. Oh, there's some meat in here, Brother Eric. Anyone who does not love remains in death.
Hold up. Hey. Let me give you this one right here, right there.
Hey.
When they ordinate you for a minister, right, they ask you about your salvation. Right. They ask you about your salvation, right, and been taught that this is the scripture you use when you ask a question. King James said, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren.
Oh,
he
yeah.
that loveth not his brother abides in death. It's self-explanatory, but I want to tell you something. That love still keep coming up. It keep coming up. You cannot operate in God's ministry with hatred. You cannot say you of God. You ain't got to have no title and say you are of God and you got hatred teaching God's word and preaching God's word. It don't line up.
Oh,
so all this old foolish thing talking about you hate your race because you hate this race, man. That's not of God.
Oh man,
come on now.
That's not of God.
That's not of God.
That's not of God, my brother.
Yeah, we don't. My. You know why? Because God is bigger than us. Everybody on the other side of my voice, he's bigger than all of us. And you know why? Because he got the whole world in his hand.
My.
That's strong cooking, man.
Hey, brother,
keep that script in your heart, man. Keep it in your heart.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Your heart,
I receive that. I receive it. Yes.
Keep that in your heart, man.
Hey, you know what though, Brother Eric, when you read the scripture, when you read scripture and when you speak in the word of God, you know, it's like a double edged sword, as you say.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Penetrates coming and going. Oh, help me hold it.
Yes, sir. It's in the book.
I'm gonna keep on going. Listen to what I say. Do not be surprised, my brothers and sisters, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love each other. Oh, help me, Holy God. I love you, my brother Eric. Mama, I love you. Listen to what it says. Anyone who does not love remains in death. Anyone who hates a brother or a sister is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life residing in him. Oh, help me, Holy God.
Amen.
This is how we know what love is, brother. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or a sister in need but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person?
There you go. It's in the book, Brother Ed.
How can the love of God be in that person? Listen to what it reads like. It says, "Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with action and truth." Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and truth. This is how we know that we belong to the truth and how we set our heart at rest in his presence, Brother Eric. Our hearts condemn us, we know that God is greater than our hearts, right?
He knows
everything, brother. He knows everything. It says, dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God and receive from him anything we ask. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because we keep his commands and do what pleases him. Oh, my. These is his commands to believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ.
Believe.
And to love one another as he commended us. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. The one who keeps God's commands lives in him, and he in them. And this is how we know that he lives in us.
Uh-oh.
My. We know it by the spirit he gives us.
Mm.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. My.
You didn't make that one.
My. Oh, no, it's right here in the book, my brother. It's right here in the book. My God.
That's good.
Oh, my God.
How long did
you? No, I'm right here. I'm stuck, brother Eric. I ain't going to go no farther. I'm stuck. Let's talk about that. Let's let that marinate for a minute.
Are you there? 23. Can we do 23 again? He said, in this, his commandment, that we should believe on the name of the Son. Look what it says, Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to say something.
Yeah.
I want to say something right there. We should always point people to Jesus. Not
Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Not Brother Randy.
Yeah.
Not my sister. Not my
brother.
We should point them to Jesus. Because you know why I say that? That's who died for you. That's the only one who can cover your sin. We can't do nothing but point you toward Jesus. You know what I mean? Remember I told y'all yesterday, Paul said, he said, I add the water. I plant the seed, and Apollo adds the water. But God
does the water,
You have to believe it. You have to believe when you've been nursing. Like, come on this show right here. Come along with the Dumb Show, Brother D. And we out there, we be trying to present God's word. God wants us to present his word proper so the people can hear God and try to do his will. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Quit pointing. That's why he said, when he said believe in Jesus Christ, he wants us to believe in Jesus. So we believe in Jesus. Man, nobody can take your salvation unless you give it to him.
Mm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
unless you walk away from God, that's the only way you lose your salvation. As long as you stand
brother
in the house of thing. Yes, sir.
Hey, brother, what you just said, I wish I could make that appeal and pass it out to the whole world, what you just said like that. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I wish I could make that appeal and just pass it out to the whole world, what you just said like that, my brother. Hey, I'm trying to tell you, man. I wish I could make that appeal and just give it away to the whole world.
Well, look what God gets him again. Let me say it again. He said, the scripture said, believe in Jesus. I can't go, I stopped halfway, right? Because that's the A clause. Stop there because you got to get the belief first. Once you believe in Jesus, everything else falls in place. Now, this is what we should be teaching the people, showing God's word. And watch this here. Somebody said, I don't want you watching me. We're supposed to be examples for the people, man. Especially if you're carrying his word. You're supposed to be example. And let me tell you this. You're going to be picked out to be picked on. Don't worry about it. Because Brother Randy told me earlier in the scripture, they hated him first.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Randy, to enlighten what Eric said, you gotta be that light. You gotta that light to get you home. You know, you ask how do you know? It's the way you walk, it's how you talk,
how you treat people.
How you love people, people will start noticing the change in him. You know, you'll carry yourself in a different way when you get closer to God. You stop getting upset. You stop letting things bother you. Stress is not. It's a lot. People are noticing. You won't even know they're noticing it, Aunt Randy.
Oh.
They'll know it. You'll start glowing to them and shine. But I'm on here this morning. I'm sorry. I had to break
you.
Aaron, just showing when you're up front and people are looking at you, You guiding them. That's their light. You guiding them home.
Hey, Brother Nutty, I wish I could put that in your IV this morning. I wish I could put that in somebody's IV this morning. I wish I could put that on the shelf and let on the shelf and let people just go in and grab it as they want to, man. I'm telling you, man. Put it in the grocery store.
Yeah.
Put it in the malls and just let people have their way with it, Brother Ed. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost.
Y'all know one thing. I stopped at the A clause of that scripture.
Yeah.
Because until we believe, help me, Holy Spirit. Until we believe, you got to really believe. Belief don't come. You put them on Sundays. Believe Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh, yes.
I don't care how your circumstances is, and people can know your story, man. You know what? You don't have to fake when you got the love of God. You know what? You know how I know about that? Because I know he has strengthened me sometimes, and I know that I deserve justice, man. And some kind of way I feel his own start holding me, covering me. Have you ever felt God and he start covering you? And it feel like it got tighter because he feel like you finna slip.
Oh.
One scripture said, ASAP over there in Psalm 73, he was looking outside the church. Let me teach this. He was looking outside the church, right? And as he was looking outside the church, he asked God, he said, I'm a choir director, and I go and I do all the things of God, but the one not living like I'm living, they more prosper. They're doing everything. They get everything.
They
give him
everything.
And,
yeah.
And, you know what? And if you go around 73 and 17, he said he went to the church.
Yeah.
He went to the church. And when he got to the church, the scripture said, I understood then. Because the Bible
told him,
you know what he said? He said, I set them on slippery ground. See, they're getting their reward right now. Don't even worry about this. See, your reward is not right now. Too many people want their reward right now. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Amen.
The real reward you're going, it's not going to be the house. He said, look what he said. He said, what he told that John 14? He said what? He said what? Let not your heart be troubled. That's what he said.
You believe in God.
He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I puzzled with that a long time in my life. You know what? There's a mansion for me up there, brother. I don't know about you. I'm claiming mine.
Yes, Lord.
I got me some room in mine.
Yes, Lord.
You come by and visit me sometime, brother, man.
Yeah.
Tell you something. Yes, sir. You get your 4-5 bedroom home right now, but boy, you see my mansion. Let me leave it alone, man. You don't feel too much preaching this morning. That's talking about as the word turns. Come on.
Well, I got one more I'm gonna get to you for free, Brother Ed. Let this simmer in the oven for a minute. Go over to Galatians chapter 3. Chapter 3, I'm going to start at verse 23, children of God. Just a little bit more about children of God.
Well, I like that. Brother Mike, know that.
Just a little bit more about being a child of God. Listen to what it read like. Galatians 3:23. Listen to what it read like. It said, before the coming of this faith, we were held in custody under the law. Locked up until the faith that was to come would be revealed. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. So the law was our guardian until Christ came, that we might be justified by faith. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost.
There you go.
Listen what it says. Listen what. Now that this faith has come, Brother Ed, we are no longer under a guardian.
Mm-mm.
We are no longer under a guardian. Listen to what it reads like. So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. Did you catch that, my brother? In Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. There is neither Jews nor Gentiles, neither slaves nor free, nor is there male or female, for you are all one in Christ.
That's it. That's it.
If you belong into Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
That's
my, it. My. May God be in the blessing of his word, my brother. And I'm done.
Hold up, man. Hold up for you shift gears.
Hey, Randy, you're trying to put the light out.
Hey, brother Mike.
We're gonna
open up the door of the church and we're gonna get out of here, man. We're gonna do this here. Hey, boy, I tell you what, boy, that's a strong statement there because we don't live by the law. You know, the law was the schoolmaster. You know what it does? It pointed out our sins, but it didn't have nothing to forgive us. You know, we couldn't be forgiven for the sin. Yeah, they had a ritual they used to go, and they used to kill the animals and slay it, you know. And then look what they did. They had to do it every year, you know. They did atonement. The Bible said before Christ came, we was under that schoolmaster. But now since Christ came, we under grace now. What that means about this?
We on grace, yeah.
Jesus had died. Remember, I told y'all yesterday that word propitiation. He had died for all of us before we was even born. We didn't even conceive. He died for every sin you have done in your body.
Yes, he did.
You know what he wants us to do? Don't let nobody. You don't have to believe me, but I just want to give you. Don't let nobody hold you to no sin. Nobody. You repent, and once you repent, God said, "I will put it in what." He don't even remember it no more. If God don't remember it no more, why you let somebody else bring your past back up to you? Why you keep fighting with your past?
Goodness.
You've been vindicated. Why you want to worry about that no more? God has released you, man. You've been let go and set free. But then you want to keep fighting. I ain't no liar no more. I don't cuss no more. I ain't chasing women no more. You don't have to fight that no more, man. What you do is get on board.
My.
And you help somebody. The same thing you came out of, you help somebody. He might give you a person with a liar. Get in there and say, brother, you don't have to lie, brother. I'm saying when I did that, this was happening. You know what I'm talking about? And brother, you know, brother, sister, you know, you can help somebody with this horror monkey. I couldn't stop being with a woman. I couldn't have one woman. You could tell somebody, God could take that desire out of your heart. Now, how you do this? How he do that, sis? You know how he do it? He does it with the Holy Ghost. He said, "I leave you a comfort." And he'll accompany at a time of your week. I know him right there, but he told Paul, "You're weak. You're strong, brother." How you know you're strong? Because that Holy Ghost, it's not what everybody thinking make you take off running. You know what that Holy Ghost do? He said he sent it to comfort you. I never tell seen in the Bible. He said it's going to make you take off running. But it does because some people got a different way of worshiping. But let me tell you something. True holiness. True holiness is called sanctification. Sanctification means you got to set yourself apart. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Ain't no list. I can't do this. I can't do that. You know what? When you get God in your heart, you don't want to do that. you know what I'm
saying? That's the truth.
They told me, well, you can't do it no more. Who told you I can't do it no more? I desire to walk with the King. Walking with the King, desire you not to want to sleep doing things, you know, contrary to first. Now, watch this. The Holy Spirit just gave me this, sis. Drinking. Watch me now. Too many times people put people under the straight in hell till they drink. Right? It's not. That's not the. We don't teach that you get drink. Right? We teach that you be absent from drinking. If you do it in moderation. Don't get out there and try to get your 12 pack and drink it all up. You know what I'm talking about? you know, doing it in moderation, you know, if you're out there doing it, because what happened is I might be offended of it, right? And it's not a sin, but you caused me to sin because I might want something. You know, I'm fighting with it. That's what the Bible says.
Yeah.
You're supposed to stay away from people, tempting people into sin. Is y'all with me? Y'all understand what I'm talking about? So
yeah,
God wants us to do this. Now, this is the Holy Spirit. God wants us to be that light. How we be that light? We try to be be ye holy, because I am holy. I know that sounds crazy, don't it? You know, you can be holy in Christ, don't you know that? Don't let nobody fool you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You just fell down last night, but get on with it. Don't get no pity for you. That's the feet, though.
But you know what temptation like that, that's the devil. And, you know, he's trying to trick you over there. He's trying to get you to go back to your old way. And, you know, it's a daily trick, because he tempts you every day. Every time you open your eyes and breathe and God allow you to be on the word, the devil is working to try to get you back on his side. He's working. He's working toward it. You're going to get tested and tried daily. And temptation is
like
one
that.
Of them. And if it's something you can't, you're used to doing, and you still got that taste for it or that urge, if you get close enough and hang around it long enough, you'll be back over there. But if you stay away from it.
Right.
If you sanctify yourself and get over there to yourself and do your own thing, you won't be around it to get tempted. And the Bible says,
resist
the
devil.
You
said you got to resist that devil.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Come on with it, sis.
Oh, but you know, you get caught up with people as you were saying, you saying that drinking is no sin, but the sin part of drinking, you hang out with a person to drink, you're going to start drinking every night. Some people drink and they get rowdy. Some people drink, they pass out, they overdo it. And you get caught back up in that if you was ever a drinker like that. You get caught back up in that, you're going to find yourself looking for that, turning away from God, but looking for what you think is a good time. And I do say what you think, because drinking and getting rowdy and getting crazy and passing out and getting sick is not fun.
I don't see how
nobody can enjoy that. But now when you get high on Christ Jesus, there's no high like that high. It's no high like a Holy Ghost high.
Yes,
and you don't have to worry about hangovers and sickness and being rowdy. To that aspect, I would say drinking can be a sin. Not only that, it can be poisonous to your body.
Yeah. That's the only time it's a sin when you abuse it. Because he said it does do it in moderation. But watch it here. This is the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to tell you, somebody is having a problem with this drinking. And I said it from when I first started my discord that we teach being absent from drinking. But if you drink and you've been around somebody that's been struggling with wanting to drink, we ask you to, you know, if you're a child of God, we know you should be trying to leave it alone anyway, because there's no other, other higher than the Holy Ghost. But then we got some saints out there still struggling, you know. I ain't never caught a clean fish. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, I have never caught a clean fish. Every time I get that fish, I got to clean it up and then, you know, gut it out and get all the stuff, all, you know, the guts out of you. You know, but I'm telling you, we are dealing with people on different spiritual level, and we have to meet them where they're at. And I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is known. We haven't talked about drinking how long, y'all?
It's been a while.
That's what I'm saying.
It's been a while.
Okay. You clarified too as well. Sis. He wants us to see. We had to tap into the thing that people struggle with. You know, and when people struggle with drugs, we had to meet them where they are, and then let them know that I don't put God in the box, right? I might be wrong with it, but I don't put God in the box, because I know we got to meet them where they are and try to help these babies get on up. You know what I'm talking about? It ain't talking about your age. It's talking about in Christ. They still don't milk. You know, and you try to get them up. You know what I'm talking about? You're a mother. I remember my mother did something one time, and she told me this, and I believe it too. You know what she did? She took some meat, right? She took some meat, and she chewed it up. You know what I'm talking about? And when she was touring it up, sis, you know what she did? She didn't want to give it to me when it went chewed up because I would have choked on it. Yeah, so, but she chewed it up so I could be able to swallow it. You know what I'm talking about? And that's
mm-hmm.
how we are with the word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm talking about. That's where we are with the word. We want to be careful with the word so someone will be able to,
mm-hmm.
to receive the word. And then when they receive the word,
mm-hmm.
they're going to say, we don't want them to say, boy, they sound so good. We want them to say, I changed. I heard something.
All right. All right.
Them a word. I want to look
mm-hmm.
at it a little different. I heard what he said about the drinking, and I do have a drinking problem, but I found out one thing. Help me, Holy Spirit. I found out one thing that I heard him saying, being absent. How did I get absent, God? Now he'll start talking to God, or she'll start talking to God. And God said, well, go over here. Go over here and repent. If you feel like yourself has gone too far in drinking, stop. I don't know why I'm here.
But too, you know, you can stop if you would just pray and ask God to take it from
you. There
you
go.
If
you
get on your knees and sincerely, don't just let word fall out of your mouth and don't mean it. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
But sincerely pray from your heart and ask
yes,
God to take it from you and believe. Now, that is the word. That is the catch word here is to believe. When you pray and believe that he'll do just what you ask him to do. That's how
right.
you get what you want from God. That's how you get your healing. That's how you get anything from God. When you ask him, don't just ask, but believe that he's going to do it. It's already
belief.
Done when you pray and ask him.
Yeah, you gotta,
and
you
he'll do it for
hey,
you.
Hey, he has done it for us, haven't he?
I know it. I know for a fact he'll do it for you.
Yes, sir.
All you got to
Everybody
do is
tell you
ask him. You even might go through some struggles in stopping. And quitting what you're doing because, see, God don't want us to just go through something easy. Then we can't tell brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so how God helped you. I mean, you're going to go through some trials, through some troubles with it. But just hang in there because God got you. You're not going to fall when he got you. Because, see, when God's trying to deliver you from something, Satan's trying to pull you back in it. So that's your struggle. You see what I'm saying? Am I making sense there?
Hey,
hello?
Man, I heard you say.
No,
yes,
I was trying to say they hear me.
We learn to be quiet.
I know that for a fact, brother. I can tell you that because I know it for a fact, and I thank God for he to see some people he let do stuff and some people he don't. And see, years ago, and I praise the Lord, I received the Holy Ghost way back in 1987. And way
uh-huh.
back then, I used to smoke
mm-hmm.
2 and 3 packs a day.
Yeah.
But God began to clean me up. He didn't even sanctify me until he cleaned me up.
Deliver you.
Because I was reading my Bible, he put me in the Word and explained the Word to me like I'm talking to you. A man would come in my head and just start talking.
Do you believe God will sanctify you before he cleaned you up?
He didn't sanctify me until after he cleaned me up. But he wanted me to stop smoking, okay? This is before he sanctified me.
Hey, sis, and Brother D. Okay, because y'all throw a word out there. Can we define sanctify? Can we define that so everybody can understand? Because we got a big platform. Can we define sanctify is set apart.
Taking away, leaving the things that you used to do.
There you go.
Because, see, when you get sanctified, so you become a new man. That old man has passed away, and Bible said, behold, all things become new.
There you go.
So when God sanctified, like I say, everybody, I mean, I'm not going to say a person that smokes is not sanctified because God lets some people do some things, and some people he just don't let them do it. And I ain't even complaining about that because I found one thing out, brother. God knows what he's doing in all things.
Yeah, that's that box, huh?
In all things.
We can't keep it in the box. He's big enough.
And no, because he's too big for that.
Yeah, he's too big.
There's no way you can keep that power in a box.
I don't think you can. This might be a bad word. Y'all, I'm gonna repent after I say it. You can't make God absolute. Only thing God absolute is His promise. When He promised something, it's an absolute. But when you talking about, I see Him reverse His anger on the children of Israel. Oh, I know Him right.
That's right.
He repented. Yeah, He repented. I see Him repent. That's what the book said.
Repent. And He's just to forgive you.
Yes, He will.
Because see, can't nobody forgive you but God. Like, can't nobody, if we can forgive, that only God can forgive you unto salvation.
That's it. That's the only thing.
All the things that we've done, He threw into the sea of forgiveness once we repented of it.
Mm-hmm.
So if God forgive us, then we need to love and forgive each other and stop throwing that past up in their face. God will throw your past up in your face.
Well, He don't, too.
No, He don't. He don't, because He knew what you was doing even before you got saved. Before He called
you,
but He also knew what kind of saint you would be. He knew you would be a fighting saint, that you would run for Him. And you're fighting them.
I like that.
Yes.
I mean,
you have to think like Paul. Paul said he was the chiefest of the sinners.
Yes,
but look at Paul. When you hear the name Paul, you just have to bust out inside laughing.
Yeah.
Because God made him some kind of awesome man.
You remember the scripture he had presented about, he said, I desire to leave. You know, but it's best for me to stay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's best for me to stay here with y'all. Then he came one way.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I find myself doing things I shouldn't do. You know what I'm talking about? And you know what? And he knew it was a sin. You know what I'm talking about? I believe that's one of the thorns in his side. You know what I'm talking about? But then God, grace and mercy, He used this man to write over 2/3 of the Bible, man. And He used him to pen it so we can what? Learn to walk right in God's will. And He made it so personal to us that He brought the Gentiles in. Because you know that if you would have never turned, since you've been around the Word, if you never would have turned and went to Asia Minor, we wouldn't be talking on the phone right now. God turned them. They had to turn them so you come this way so we can be able to hear the Word. Because the Bible says when the Word goes to all nations, that's when He's coming back. So we can't say in the United States we don't know, we ain't never heard of Jesus. No one in the United States can say they never heard of Jesus. But He ain't reached all the nation yet, though.
When He comes back, there's no one around the world.
I hear you, Brother D. What you say? What you say, Debo? What you say?
I said,
you, Debo.
My Lord, he said, you come back. I've said it many times. I truly believe that some of us feel like we got this magical life. I really believe that by the life that some of us live. But I heard my brother saying earlier that we'll cure your people. He said we picked out that you picked on. So when you live in a Christ-like life, you should want to be picked on. I can remember times I would run and get my Bible and come sit on the porch because I seen this young woman coming down the street. I would want to fight with them. And I didn't want to fight with them just because it was young woman. I wanted to fight with them because I saw it as an opportunity to give someone God's true word, not some made up word. So with that said, you should want to be picked on. Every time you get picked on, it gives you an opportunity to minister to someone about Christ.
Hey, brother, I ain't laughing at you, but you ain't trying to pay me, man.
Yeah.
You trying to pay me, man. You better hurry up. You better get something. You better hurry up. Come on.
Actually, I'm blessed this morning because I have two of them on this morning, right? I got Mark Fay on with me this morning as well.
Okay.
I told you, I truly came from a God-fearing Christian family.
She called you Debo, too? She called you Debo, too?
Yeah, y'all. That's it, dude.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Hey, brother Debo, you know what? I love you, and you can't do nothing about it, man.
You can't do anything you can do about it, my brother.
Debo, I'm sorry. I gave them your name, didn't I?
Hey, do he got a bicycle? Let's see if he got a bicycle.
Oh, man.
Debo.
Where is it?
Can't go do
right.
Can't go do right
for nothing.
That's all right, man. You know what?
You know, it's good to be able to sit on these phones like we do in the morning, man, profess God's word.
Yes.
And be able to have the Bible message perfect to us, and the laugh is good for you. And
yes.
The laugh to have on each other and discuss God's word. At the end of the day, the beginning and the middle is all about Christ.
That's it.
Amen.
When you know and accept that it's all about Christ, that makes it easier for you to be able to say, I love you, and then you can do about it. Because I truly love you. The Bible says he is love. He told us he's love. He wants to be more like him. That means we got to be loved as well.
Amen.
That's it, though. That's it. Well, with Brother D, reason why I harp on love like that, because he put it in the heart, man. It's impossible to love God and hate you, brother. The Bible says, how can you hate your brother? You see everything. You haven't seen me at all.
I see me.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't seen me at all.
Yeah, but you see
him hate your brother.
But, you know, even with that, some people make it hard. Even with that, some people make it hard to love them. You just have to pray and love them anyhow.
You know what I find?
I think it goes back. I think that goes back with Brother D said. Brother Debo was saying, see, God put things on us to keep us right. I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I believe God allowed things on us to keep us praying. I believe God, if we had it so easy, we wouldn't be on this phone right today. I know I'm right about it.
Amen. Didn't have nothing to pray about with. Didn't have nothing to tell nobody.
No.
That show you how God makes everything plain for us if we just simply read. I wrote it for him. I know that written scripture where it said it's easy for a camel to go through the eye of a needle for a rich man to enter. And Brad just said something. He good until you can make it plain. He says, if it was easy. See, a rich man tend to think it's easy. I can pay Brother Eric to save something if I can get involved. Even if it came to me going to jail, I can pay my auntie to go do that. I'm going to give you $2 million to go do this much for me. Because I'm rich. I'm able. And then he went on no further and showed, he said, I eat, drink, and be merry, didn't he? And what did he tell me? He said, thou fool. He didn't even call him by his name, then he said, thou fool. Well, see, this is why the Lord put things on us, trying to go through things and make us stronger.
And I'm gonna tell you nothing. I like this here. I'm gonna tell you nothing, Debo. I'm gonna tell you nothing. Don't you know? This might be sound something new to you though, because you know. Don't you know people are watching you? Don't you know people are not watching this, and not just because of your fall, but they're watching you to see how they walk. Your kids can do something. Let's go to the house for a minute. Your kids can see you and know what you do. And as soon as my mama do it, my daddy do it, it must be all
right.
That's right. Pray, you heard me say that many times.
My
brother read it. My brother wanted to give the word. His son told him that last year, Dad, I'm a pass with you.
Yes, he did.
Is your child being able to hear you, he's being able to see you.
There you go.
Then what he sees is that you are doing what you are saying. You're living what you teach. Now you fall in the category of what the word is. I keep saying God's word can't error. You fall in God's word again. Raise them up in the way you have them to go.
When he
see what you're doing, he heard you. Now he see you. You raise him, and don't even know you raise him. You know what you're giving him. You know what you're teaching him. Then you get a chance to see the works of your labor. You get a chance to see it come to fruition now. He's a man of a fast with you. That's a young one.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I forgot how old he was. I don't think he was a good teenager. He said, I'm a fast with you.
Oh, yeah.
What did I tell you? That's for me at my house. See, after the words,
we're
going to spare
the
land. We're going to spare the Lord. As for me and my, it's just the word being made manifest and clear in your life.
Right.
As you living the life, or as I'm going to live the life I sing about in my soul. And that's why I said you should want to be picked on. I enjoy being picked on. Other time I didn't. I didn't got to where I enjoy being picked on. Because it gives me the opportunity. Man, if you see the book of John last night, have you ever heard of Mark? There's a book called Masters. I want to introduce you to him.
Yeah, he's able.
I take it as an opportunity to tell somebody about Christ.
Yeah, he's able.
Him able. Above and beyond. Him able. But it's funny because when you have seen death knock at your door,
come on,
and
man.
Not necessarily just you person, but and when you say death knock at your door, it'd be your mother, your father, your sister. But the Lord come in. You see death knock at your door, but the Lord step in.
Man says,
I have nothing else I can do. The whole saying says man's extremities is God's opportunity. God is waiting on the opportunity for you to call. All he wants you to call on, you just waiting.
He's waiting
because he told me he was knocking. He's knocking. He's waiting for you to come in. God wants to feed you. He wants to feed you. He wants to give you that everlasting water that you thirst no more.
That's it. Hey, Brother D, I want to play this song, y'all. I want y'all to kind of listen to it until you get to the, it's a meat here. And then I ain't going to play it long. I just want y'all to hear something in the song, if y'all don't mind.
Amen.
Can I play it? Y'all good? Watch this. Just stay with me for a minute with it.
Thank you.
I'm gonna hold y'all with that. That was Dr. Maya Clark and James Moore. They played it back in about 85, right? That's why you hear the auto like it is. And he said, "Go ahead." You know, I'm talking about they nailed him to the cross. You know, and I always say this, man. When we on this platform like this, we have to listen to the Holy Spirit. It's impossible to hear this kind of word and leave and not knowing God. If you don't know God and the part of them saying, it's a good time to get on board right now. That's what it's about. It's about, or if you want to rededicate your life back to Him, get back on board and follow God. Don't let no one, you know, don't let nobody lead you the wrong way. Get back on board. And it's not a boring thing. Look what we do every day. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Our sister said, "I want to get high and drunk off the Holy Ghost." I'm with her too. So we always want to allow the Spirit of God to move in your heart. Not our, because I don't never want to say what Eric said, our sister said, Brother Debo said. I want you to go in the Word and say, we read this today, and this is what we read it from. And then, you know what, that helps them to be a better person because they can get in the Word for themselves and read it. I've been taught that take them to the Word and read it right beside them so they can get an understanding too. I don't want you to believe me. I want you to believe in the Holy Ghost. I want you to believe in Jesus. You know, because that's what your focus should be on. So I say, I know I got somebody praying with me. Do not leave this phone with problems. You can get prayer.
That's right.
Do not leave this phone and you need the healing. You can get prayer. Do not leave this phone with some misunderstanding. You can get prayer. It's not an eye on this thing. Only thing we do, look at the name of our show. It's called God's Plan. If anybody been in the world long enough, we know God's plan. He needs to be lifted up. Are we lifting them high enough? That's what we try to do in this prayer. I prayer for this, what I'm going to say is this. If you need help, we want to point you to Jesus. I'm not Dr. Phil. I'm not Oprah or nobody. I'm not no. I know if somebody on here, they can go and speak for that. All I know is to turn you to Jesus and put you in the Master's hand. And I walk with you.
Amen.
I pray with you. I hold your hand along with you. Matter of fact, I will cry with you. The Bible said those are our brothers, when they weep, we supposed to weep. When they rejoice, we supposed to rejoice. So I'm going to rejoice that you come and ask God for strength. And I've learned something since you've probably been around long, and I know the understanding that you give your hand to the preacher or the one you want to pray for you, but you give your heart to God.
Amen.
So
Amen. Watch
this here. There's too many times we give our hand to somebody and we pull it out because we don't want the correction.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want the rebuke.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want the truth. But you have to grow. Only to grow, you have to be taught. You have
Amen.
To be taught the ways of God. And only you can be taught the ways of God, you got to accept correction. You know what I'm saying? And receive it.
That's
we learned
right.
the other day.
That's right.
Something. We learned this other day. A wise man. Look what he said. Accepts instruction and makes him wiser.
Mm.
For the fool despise reproof. You know, so that's just, if a person wise, even though you might know it, but you could be wiser if you accept God's spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So we say today, don't leave there with no problems. Don't leave here with no hiccups, because this is, you're in the right place, and you don't have to say one word. All you got to say, I just need prayer. We already got one prayer request. We got one prayer request, and we're going to pray about this prayer request. Someone's loved one has cancer, and they God's in the transition. They're the last stage, you know. God's in the transition. But we believe God is a healer, too. We believe God, but we do also believe it's not our will, though, but it's God's will if that person will live a little longer. You know?
Yeah.
But we also believe God, we're going to pray for comfort for the family, the friends. You know, I learned something. I've learned something, sister. You know, you probably can help me with it. There's no pain like a mother's day when she left. When my mother left, that was a pain for me, man. I love my father too. I ain't gonna sit and tell you anything, but he talking about everything I know. But boy, that mother, it's just something I seen her in that cast. You know, it's a pain there, boy. You can't describe it. But I'm gonna tell you this here. But she left me with something. She said, "Stay in the word, boy." I got somebody on the phone know what I'm talking about. They know me really know me. Two of them on the phone right. And she know my mother was a man. She'll pray in a drop of a dime. You know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
and I'm gonna tell you something. And you know what? Hey, Cookie.
Yeah.
Uh huh. And I still went wrong. Cookie. And I still went wrong.
I'm listening.
You know what she told me? What they cooking? You know what she told me? I was in that jail cell, right? And I'm finna go meet the judge. And I said, "Mama, I want you to get from me." And she said, "I know I can get from, you know, 5 to 99. It's open." And she said, "Okay, babe, I'm praying for you." I said, "Oh Lord." I said to myself, "Oh Lord." Look what she did, Cookie. I came back and said,
"Yeah,
I'm gonna do six straight years, right?" She said, "Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus." I said, "What?" I said, "Did you hear what I just said?" She said, "That's why we pray for you to do 6 years, because you weren't going to quit doing what you were doing." I said, "My God, why you didn't pray for me to get out?" She said, "No, because you weren't going to stop doing what you were doing." That is a mother's love.
That's it.
That is someone that's unconditional. You know what I'm talking about? And look at what you say, because here, 28 years later. Oh, I know God.
Yep. God's plan.
Yeah. He didn't see this. Cookie, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. I know it's a girl.
Yep.
So don't let nobody hold you to something, man. Y'all keep praying for them babies. Don't worry about it. If they get on the straight, don't even worry about it. You keep your hand in God's hand. Them kids will come back around. You taught them right. They'll come back.
Amen.
They'll come back. I'm a firm believer there.
Amen.
I didn't mean to testify,
amen.
Y'all. I didn't mean to testify.
Ain't nothing wrong with testifying. Everybody got a testimony. If they don't, they must not be living. Because somebody
amen.
Has a testimony.
He could have blessed somebody with that testimony.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. And I got my word today, and then I'm going to have to get off because I got to finish the job. But my word came from Psalms 105. But I'm going to read the whole thing, and then I'm going to give you the inspiration that it gave me.
Come with it, bro.
And Psalms 100 say, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve
mm-hmm.
the Lord with gladness. Come
mm-hmm.
before his
mm-hmm.
presence with singing. Mm-hmm. Know mm-hmm. ye that the Lord is God, and it is he that has made us. And not we ourselves." So they're telling us we didn't make nothing. He made up.
Amen.
"We are his people, which is, and the sheep of his pastors. So he rules over us, regardless of the good and the bad.
Uh-huh.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his court with praises. Be thankful unto him and bless his name." You know, he tell you to be thankful for allowing you to do what you do, allowing you to live, allowing you to breathe. He telling you that. Praise him. Lift him up. Praise him. You know, he say he tells God he like to be praised. He like to be lifted up. And for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And the truth endures in all generations. Mercy, grace. I mean, he being merciful, because he could end the world today if he wanted to. But he's being merciful, letting us stay here and see another day. But I'm going to come back with this inspirational word that they gave me. But I read that. They only gave me verse 5. I went and read the whole chapter. And it said, God is good, and that he will never change. It's who he is. time and time again, we are reminded in the Bible, God's word is the mercy is everlasting. I mean, it ain't going to change. It's everlasting. It ain't never changed. It will never expire. I mean, it ain't got an end. Ain't no beginning and end. It's there. It's there. It will never forsake you. And it ain't going to leave you out to hang. It ain't going to leave you out to death. If you follow in God's word and you true to God's word, the devil can't get you. He ain't going to leave you out there. He might feel like you, but he got you. He got you in his hand. God's mercy is there for us every single day. It's because of God's mercy we have confidence in him that we have. Let me just go back in. We have the confinement in him that we have God's word always reign supreme for eternity to come. That means at the end of time, it's still going to be ringing. That's that's what I got for today. Thank you. Amen. It just telling you if you stay true to his word, he ain't gonna forsake. He ain't gonna leave you or forsake you. I mean, he ain't gonna steer you the wrong way. And you'll start changing. Like I told Randy today, people will start noticing the change.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
all right.
I like that.
Thank y'all. I had a good time. I enjoyed it. I learned some stuff and I found some stuff in Eric. You know I got some testimonies.
Yeah.
And
you ain't got one now?
And
you just got them.
No. I get it going. I will be still on here next week. But y'all
no,
have a blessed day.
No, because they'll cut off. They'll cut off. Yeah. Well, I thank God for the Holy Spirit, man. This is an opportunity again, you know. If you want prayer. If you want to testify, you know, you just want to wave your hand, you know, keep giving God thanks, man, because he's really had blessed our lives, man. You know, that's a lot of things. They got this whole COVID-19 going on, but I don't think nothing. No, let me say this: I know nothing surprised God. You know, so whatever going on, I'm saying be reminded that whatever they got going on, watch yourself when you're out there. You have to be there. But we want to pray, man. And ask God's speed on anybody's heart, you know, and love. If you got a testimony, or you might want to pray it, you can do it. You know, we don't have no certain. That's what I love about our show. You know, there's no I in here. We every brother and sister has that right. You know, and I'm gonna tell you why. When your right don't happen, only time your right don't happen when you start going, when you're doing like that old 1 John 4:1, when we said try the spirit. By the Spirit, where it be under God. You know, if it's not of God, then we have to say something. You know, if it's of God, we're not going to fight you. I'm not going to deal with you, what you get your interpretation out of no scripture. I'm not going to do that. You know, and I hope nobody else don't do it because we all got to understand that. You know, we just pray about it if it's misunderstood, you know. But I believe if it don't lead no one for Christ, man, you know, that just, you know, we just pray about the understanding. Y'all agree?
Amen.
Because everybody's been taught a different way. We got people over here from Chicago, Detroit, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, you know, and little old Texas, you know. We got people all around the world on this phone right now, you know. And you go farther back, you even reach out to continents, you know. So that's why we keep it open up for anyone who wants to say something with love and encourage somebody. You might have a testimony or something. Just wave your hand. That's how we are. Because, you know, we always say in the old church, this might be your last time that we ever get together. This might be the last time. I mean, that's real talk.
Amen.
So we open it up. If anybody have anything to say or a prayer, if not, we're going to pray and we're going to get out of here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. We come humble, Lord. We come thanking you, Lord, for this hour that you have presented us today, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for all the ones that came out. I just want to listen to your word, Lord. Even testify, even walking a little closer to you, Lord. Lord, we just ask if anything was misunderstood, wasn't even explained, and someone can understand. We ask for your Holy Spirit to help in that area, Lord. Bless that person hard, Lord. To find out that you are the maker, Lord. You are the creator. All we're just trying to do is do your will, Lord. And, Lord, we're praying for the one that sent the prayer request out about the cancer, Lord. Lord, we know that you are a doctor who have never lost a patient, Lord. And I believe because, Lord, the being with you is the ultimate healing, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord, let your Holy Spirit have his way, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit touch that family and strengthen, Lord, for whatever you have going on in that life, Lord. Lord, if it's for him or to be with you, Lord, let it be with give strength to that family, Lord. If not, if you heal them, Lord, let it be that you get glorified, Lord, that you be lifted up, Lord. Lord, we don't want to pray a selfish prayer, Lord. We just ask you to have your will, Lord. Lord, we ask you to pray for every person on this sound of my voice, Lord, in their household, Lord, that you cover them, Lord, that you cover the ones coming in and going out, Lord. Lord, keep them away from all that COVID-19, Lord. There's no one to get sick or hurt, Lord, behind this powerful disease that's running through this land, Lord. But, Lord, we just thank you for the man that spoke the word today, Lord, that he spoke with power, Lord, the children of God, Lord. And that's what we are right now.
Amen.
We're trying to touch and agree right now that we try to stay connected to your love, Lord. And, Lord, that we present love to others as well, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. And, Lord, we just ask you not to leave us, Lord. And just we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Many times in our life, It really don't make no difference to me. No, no, no.